The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Before we start today's show, head over to podcastmerch.com and grab some brand new Real Ass Podcast merch. We have brand new t-shirts and hoodies with our cartoon parody designs, a bunch of different ones that are up there right now. They are very, very limited. We're only selling them for the month of April. So head over to podcastmerch.com right now and grab your t-shirts and hoodies today. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh, I am having trouble headbanging, Zach.
Long weekend of banging your head? Jiu-jitsu related.
Jiu-jitsu related. You gotta choose one in life, jiu-jitsu or being a fucking metalhead.
I don't think that's true at all.
It's true, dude.
Nope.
I'm telling you right now, dude, my head's fucking this as much as I could headbang. If I had hair, it would be no movement. No movement. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Look, I have to turn my whole body to go to the racist live chat. Wow. Welcome to the show. I'm the point guard of podcasting, the king
are you,
of things.
Please tell me I'm the pork rind of podcasting.
You're the pork rind of podcasting.
The podcasting pork rind.
Doggy, I love it. That's your new fucking nickname.
The podcasting pork
the
rind.
The podcasting. No, I think the pork rind of podcasting.
I'm fine with it.
The pork rind of podcasting. I'm the point guard of podcasting. We are the Real Ass Podcast. Death Erection, also known as Death Erection. Ladies and gentlemen, and you know what? We stopped telling people that we're the only openly conservative Christian podcast.
Oh, yeah, get back on that.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
That was a good look.
Yeah, fucking Christ is our Lord and Savior. We have two incredible guests, as always, today. I specifically asked them to be on the show. I don't know why. I think they're just cool and funny. I think they're cool and funny. There's something about them. I dig their thing. They're a couple. I don't know what it is. I kind of want to watch them bang. Maybe that's what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Suicide Pact podcast, Ian Hunt is on the show. I don't know. Have you guys ever been on the show?
I was on the show.
You were on the show before.
Yeah.
Kadzini's on the show.
Hi.
You've never been on the show.
No, I've never been on the show. Happy to be here.
I don't remember. As you guys were at Skankfest, you guys are great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, comedy power couple.
Hell yeah.
That's
fucking
right.
Very Brooklyn-esque type of vibe.
See what happens when you stay together for like more than 6 months?
I can't do it.
You develop a rhythm and a thing.
A rhythm?
You become siblings.
You guys actually do seem like you could be siblings.
We are, yeah. We're first cousins.
We are, yeah. We are related.
This is great. We're going to talk about that. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. Let's get our plugs out of the way, and we're gonna get to the bottom of Ian Hunt and Kadzini's relationship. Why has it been able to work for them, yet I can't make it work? We're going to get to the bottom of that. Is sport alive? Did I kill sport? It's Sport Watch 2022. We're going to get to that. Elon Musk. Something's going on with him.
Sure.
We're going to get to that. What a show. But first, let's get our plugs out of the way. Obviously, Suicide Pact Podcast. Anything else that you guys would like to plug?
You got anything?
No.
I wrote a horror movie that I'm going to start funding or trying to get money for soon. It's called Cringe.
Cringe. He could bring this to CC Capital, maybe. Shannon.
I don't know what that is.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Don't you worry, baby. We're going to pitch this to CC Capital. Maybe we'll get some investors. Ooh. I would think put me and Zach in that movie. It might move some fucking bucks.
All right, we can talk.
All right? And Zach's a horror fucking legend.
I know.
That's an excellent idea. Trauma. Yeah.
And I'm fucking ready to act, doggy. I can act.
Have you been anything? Send me your real.
Real things?
Yeah.
No, not real things.
Okay.
But I was cut out of the new Louis C.K. Joe List movie.
That's pretty good.
Hey, congrats.
I'm going to ask him for that scene so I could show it to my son and tell my son it was in the movie. I'm gonna see if they'll just send me.
It'll be like, who directed it, Papa? Never mind.
Let's. What else gets plugged? Cat.
Just Suicide Pact. That's it. I mean,
and yeah, Suicide Pact. Listen to that.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter, Cat Zini.
Hell yeah. I like it. They like it. Somebody called you Ian Cunt in the racist live chat.
That's hilarious, nice. Dude. That's okay. I've never heard
that's a
that
really
before.
Good one.
Yeah, I do like that one. Zach and Mika, what do you have to book?
Just don't be on the road with you.
Hell yeah. This Thursday, if you guys are watching live, me and Zach and Mika, one night only, Chicago, Illinois.
Second show added because the first one sold out.
Shit, doggy. We're out there selling out shows. We're out there selling out shows.
We're out there selling out show.
Yeah, this next one will be 20% capacity. Like
a little light.
Yeah, but also next weekend, me and Zach will be at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island, May 5th, 6th, and 7th. Then May 12th. The Depraved returns to the Comedy Store with an incredible lineup, including Tim Dillon, Andrew Santino, Sam Tripoli, Jamar Neighbors, Kim Congdon, and more. Then I'm going to be down in Texas. I'm going to be at Fort Worth and Dallas, June 3rd and 4th at Hyenas Comedy Club. Then I'm going out to California, the Ontario Improv, San Diego Comedy Company, and many other things coming up. Me and Aaron Berg kicking off our Offend Everyone tour at the Creek and Cave July 4th weekend. So yeah, come the fuck out, guys. Shit's getting fucking wild in the world of Luis J. Gomez. Obviously, Skankfest Vegas is happening October 14th or 16th. Guys, we're releasing a very limited number of extra tickets. We figured out some space. We looked at everything. We looked at the amount of tickets that went out. We got a couple hundred more tickets courtesy of Yo Kratom. Shout out to Yo Kratom for making this all happen. Two things you should do. Number one, go sign up for Yo Kratom's mailing list because they are going to give you an early drop on tickets. If you guys are on their mailing list, you will have early access before Tuesday, May 10th. Tuesday, May 10th, 12 noon Eastern. The very last small, tiny batch of tickets are going to go out. A handful of all access passes, a handful of daily passes. So grab them at skankfest.net. But I would sign up for that Yo Kratom mailing list. Yo Kratom supporting everything that we do here on the Gas Digital Network. Obviously, subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Every single show, thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. Legion of Skanks, over 600 episodes of Legion of Skanks, not anywhere else. 800 episodes of Real Ass Podcast, not anywhere else. Holy shit. Like 500 episodes of The Thing Is. Ding. Wow. Shannon Lee Hires Podcast.
It's been a lot of fun lately. I recommend checking it out. Mike Cannon talks about possibly being reincarnated.
Why would you tell them something that would make them not want to listen?
It's great.
A pothead tells a story. That was the fucking description liner notes for that.
No, but it's a scary things thing. Mm. It's ghost related. It's fun.
We should do a special episode of The Thing Is.
Oh. I thought you were going to say where you do the rap, where you take over my segments.
Yeah, that's what I was actually saying.
No.
That's literally what I was saying.
Taking my show.
So what is it? It's ghost Fight stories, ghosts. Horseshit, fucking titty.
Yeah, lady stuff.
Titty problems. What is
what's a titty
bad,
problem?
Titty bad dates,
trying
fighting,
to get your
and ghosts.
Tits
yeah. In, yeah,
lower back problems,
them.
Ghosts, okay. And bad dates.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah. My time of the month, something about...
best frozen foods to hold over your eye after your boyfriend punches you.
No, we're not a lady show.
Staten Island girl problems.
It's not that.
That's because I'm Maddie.
Yeah.
Things on shelves I can't reach.
That's definitely one.
So hold on. It's fight stories, ghosts.
And bad dates.
All right, so let's start. Shut up, Shannon.
No, what
First
if I
all,
want them on my show?
Here's why you're... Can I don't want to scare our fucking guests right now, but this is why you're a stupid bitch. And I need to say that. It needs to be said. I'm giving you a fucking advertisement for your show right
now. Yeah, you are. So stop now. Massive, not if you ask them my questions.
She's not even getting it. Shannon, this is why. Can I be a little more blunt? This is why you have AIDS.
More blunt than you're.
This is why you're. Okay. This is why you're dying of AIDS.
I'm sorry.
It's
Shannon.
Because you don't fucking. You don't get it. I get it.
I don't get it.
I get it. Would you just trust me on this?
Go ahead.
We're doing our fucking ghost segment now.
No, I don't.
Can I have a? Can we have a sound effect? Can we have that, please? I need a ghostly.
Spooky.
No, we're getting a spooky ghostly sound effect for our ghost segment, and then I need a fighting sound effect, like a.
I don't like what you're doing, Lewis. I don't like.
And then I need a bad date sound effect, which is the same as a fighting sound effect. Okay.
It's both at once. Yeah.
So, give me your. Hold on. We need the ghost sound effect first before we do that. Before our ghost story. Go ahead, Shannon.
Like what you're doing.
This is awful. This is like making a woman put on
makeup before you sexually assault her. Like, go in the bathroom and make yourself pretty, bitch.
Yeah, she makes dinner and then you throw it against the wall and you say, make it again, bitch.
Yeah. Ian told me the other day he's been dreaming of doing that.
I think that would like be so funny. Somebody makes you a three-course meal and you just throw it against the wall.
Say, Ian's make it again. Guy, right?
That would be delightful. Yeah. Just once a year. Yeah. One, it's like his purge.
Right.
We should. Each guy should be able to have it. Well, I have this. There's a lady purge night and a male purge night. Male purge night, you get to do whatever you want to your girlfriend. Literally fucking anything. And same thing on lady purge night. The problem is women, we're instant.
It would be verbal for us. I would just like tell you everything I hate about you.
Yeah, you would get my brain.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate the way that you threw my dinner against the wall. It was fucking awful. I loved you.
You're like, you're always bringing that up.
Yeah. It's in the past.
I can't wait till next September 17th. We should have, dude, can we celebrate Purge? Or maybe it's the same day. Oh, it's fucking
the
wild.
The relationship purge?
Just fucking toxic one day a year.
Yeah.
Okay, it's as toxic as it gets. February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And you guys get to fucking...
I think it should be the day before.
The day before? No, you don't want
to... Valentine's Day, you get to fix things.
I mean, she's going to be in the hospital. my girl is going to fucking...
Jesus Christ.
Well, you said
I'm just throwing dinners.
Yeah, you throw a teddy bear and you have that mailed to the hospital room.
I think it needs to be... she's going to need a whole other year to recover.
Yeah.
The day after Valentine's Day, I say. So that was a terrible ghost sound effect. I need to point that out. That sounded like more like a demon.
I thought it was a bear.
Another one.
Can we do?
I really thought it was a bear.
Can we do? Wild animals in the woods stories now with Shannon. No, these are demons. Shannon, stop it.
That's the sound that tests your stereo system before the movie starts.
Shannon, this is why your clit is so large. This is it right here.
Is that bad?
That's a good thing.
Overlarge? No.
You can always find it.
Yeah.
It can be too big.
It hits you in the eye.
Yeah.
It's pointing at you. It can be too big.
You're like, am I gay? I'm sucking.
I've had big old clits where it's like...
You have a big old clit?
I've had them.
Oh, I see.
And it's like you're sucking out a knob. It's like...
Yeah.
If it protrudes...
It's like a nipple.
Yeah, it shouldn't protrude. I like small nipples, small clits.
Okay.
That's my taste.
Mm-hmm.
That's why me and Shannon have never been able to work. No. And I don't know, but I assume massive on both ends.
Massive.
Like a Venn diagram, nipples?
they grow. Yeah, yeah, the nipples and clit all are like one Venn diagram in the center of her stomach. Shannon, we've never talked about your clit size on this show. And Natalie, please chime in. I would love, because Natalie is non-binary lesbian. And I also started following Natalie on Instagram.
By the way, picture of Natalie in the dress, like all dolled up. Goddamn.
No, I masturbated to completion to Natalie's Instagram last night.
I love that it's taken me. I've been working here a year tomorrow, and it's taken you this long to
follow me. Happy anniversary, bitch.
Is it really tomorrow? A year?
Yeah, 26 was my first appearance on the Real Ass Podcast. Wow.
That's what's up, nigga.
I love that.
That was just as an intern. I didn't start working here for a couple months.
Natalie, you, first of all, couple things, okay? Natalie's hot as fuck, okay? But the reason I did not follow you for this long was because if I follow you on Instagram, usually it's because I'm being a fucking creep. And I
thought you were going to say I'm about to be fired.
No. I did not want you to feel like my creepiness. Like Ralph will follow any woman on Instagram immediately. And he sniffs her out and he sends her a DM. If you've been sent a DM by Ralph Sutton, send it to me. We're going to go over them. Shannon, this is a great segment. Is let's out Ralph. Especially if you're underage or if you're... actually, no. Don't. If you're underage, keep it to yourself. I realize that I could also be taken down for Ralph's discretions. But yeah, send it to realassofficial@gmail.com and we will go over the DMs that Ralph has sent.
Ralph's methods of love.
Yeah, I wait for women to DM me. I'm not in the DMs. Then I could go back as proof. I was like, look, she was the aggressor.
No, you got to wait till 4 a.m. and then you just like every one of her pictures.
That's what I was
going to
say. Do you like all the individual selfies from like 2017 onward at 3 a.m?
Yeah, when you're high.
I have done that. So Ari Shaffir did that with my phone once to a 17-year-old daughter of a friend of mine.
No. God damn it. Every story phone. About that guy is the most...
Doggy, it was wild. He went, good, 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 good. It was like 40 likes on all of this child's photos.
No.
at like 10 o'clock at night one day, and I had to weirdly send her a message. It's Michelle's daughter.
Oh, no.
And she's so hot. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, no. You just ruined it. Well, just rolled back.
She's like
everything.
22 now. Yeah. She's like 22 okay. now.
She got really hot the next year.
Yeah, dude, it was wild. She was so ugly when she was 17.
Right, yeah, on her birthday.
It was fucking, dude, I had to send her a message and be like, hey, just so you know, my friend took my phone and did that. And I'm sure she was like, okay, whatever, yeah. weirdo.
Yeah, you got to do that. Yeah. But also, nobody's ever going to believe you. No. It wasn't you.
Oh, it was fucking wild. That's actually a great, that is a solid prank to do on a friend.
Yeah.
Because it's almost harmless enough, but it's fucking just, it's, dude, you should take your friend's phone and do it to like his best friend's girlfriend.
Oh my God.
And like all of her photos like late at night one day. That's a solid one.
Right.
Or right, just go way back. Go to like a picture from like 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's just as good.
Just like that one.
Yeah.
Because it'll stick out in the timeline.
Or just share it on your story.
Shannon, can we please get a good ghost sound effect? Like simply a ooh. Like one of those. Shannon, no, that's the dating.
That's an ambulance.
That's the bad date sound effect.
Oh, that was from Exorcism. The Exorcist.
No. That's from The Exorcist?
Ghost sound effect. Okay, here we go. Okay. Try this one.
Right there, that's it. Cut it. Time for our ghost stories.
No, I hate what you're doing.
No, it's perfect. This is my segment, my completely original segment where we ask our guests.
By the way, Ian and Kat, I'm sorry that I'll never be able to have you on my show because
this is a way bigger opportunity. Literally just doing the ghost segment on the Real Ass Podcast is infinitely more important of an opportunity than doing the entire The Thing Is Podcast.
Wait, what if I have multiple ghost stories? Can I do?
Yes. Ooh. Okay. Yes.
I mean, I don't. Tell them the worst one. I'll make one.
No, that's my ghost. Yeah. Ooh.
All right, cool.
So, all right. So what, maybe you have one. Do you guys have a ghost story?
I don't. Do you?
Do you believe in ghosts? Everyone well, at this table?
Have you been
table?
Ghosted on a date? You can combine those two stories, Shannon. How about that? Two segments
no.
combined.
Wow. No, it's two different segments.
Combined it, I said. Evolving. That's not even a word. I'm making up my own words here. Combined it. You guys don't have a single ghost story. Shut up. You
I
guys look like you're ghosty people.
No, we fucking, are ghosts.
We are. When I was younger, our neighbor died in my neighborhood. A couple houses down, and I was like 5 years old, and I used to see his dead body on the front lawn, and I would be like, Mom, that's the guy who died. And,
you would see the
she would be like
body.
It was like in a glass coffin on their front.
That's something.
I've never told anybody this.
Wait, was it a real
it was like a man's body, and my mom would be like, there's nothing there. And every time we drove past it, I would see his body laid out on the front.
And you really believed it inside?
I don't believe it anymore, but at the time, yeah, I was like, I see a man. I see the guy.
Well, that's
right
crazy.
There.
I'm just saying, it's not like a
is that a ghost or
it's
am
not like
I
a
insane?
Tree that was shaped in the way like you no, you I manifested just... and saw this. You saw a fucking look, by the way, Shannon believs you've seen a ghost. Shannon's retarded. Shannon, like, right now, Shannon's going, oh my God, it's a real ghost sighting. We need to sit her down. We need to hook her up to a fucking, what do they call the ghost machines?
Oh, the EVP thing? Or
do you think that there's a thing called a ghost machine?
No, they use them.
I don't think there's a thing called ghosts.
They use them in Ghostbusters, dude, where they fucking trap them. You don't know what you're talking about.
And you hook up a person
you
to
do.
It?
You do. Sometimes people
to find out the truth of their story.
You know shit about the Ghostbusters. You know, Shannon, pull up Ghostbusters trivia and I want to see how much you could fucking answer. I'm going to pull up Ghostbusters trivia. How about that, Shannon?
Okay.
I'll produce. Ready?
Okay, cool.
Ghost. Fuck. Fuck.
Can you spell ghost?
Ghost fuck. That's the that was actually the alternative title for The Thing Is.
For ghost.
Ghost fucking. All right. Let's see. All right. Name all four Ghostbusters, Shannon.
Oh, boy. Okay. Bill Murray.
You idiot. You fool.
No, wait, I'm trying to
Peter Venkman.
Leave her alone. She has AIDS.
Thank you.
An enlarged clit AIDS.
Dying.
And enlarged nipples.
The surface area of her clit actually made her more susceptible to the HIV virus. Mm-hmm.
It's like absorbed.
Yeah.
If you give me part of their names, I can give you the other half.
Okay. Egon.
Spengler.
You bitch. No way. Okay. I'm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Black one.
Give me like a letter or something because I'm not. I can't. Ooh,
and...
I love him. I love him. Give me a letter. And. Look at Ian and Kat trying not to laugh at that delightful racism. That delightful racism. We ain't go nowhere. The black one was, hold on, I got it. No, all right, so we'll say the other one.
Leslie Jones. I only watch girls' Ghostbusters.
I only watch
only
female versions of all of our favorite movies. What if they did a female Clockwork Orange? Just fucking some dude being like, yes, please gang rape me. How cool would this be? the other guy's name was with an R. That's not the black one. That's Dan Aykroyd.
I can't. I need more than
Ray.
I don't remember his last
name. It was Ray. I don't remember his last name.
All
right.
And then the black one.
We're all even.
Oh, W.
Winston. Churchill.
I was going to make the same dumb joke.
I was literally going to say Jules Winfield, and that's Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
All right, Shannon, fine. You know more about Ghostbusters than I thought you would. Do you have any ghost stories, Ian? That's it.
No.
You share everything with Kat?
No, I don't have any.
I never
any.
Told you that dead body thing.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were going to do the one about your mom.
Oh.
She's like, my mom follows me around.
Yeah, yeah. Times. Yeah, she lives in our apartment with us.
No, I mean, I did go to a psychic after my mom died, and they told me that my mom lives in the piano in my living room.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't buy it, but, you know.
That's
it could be.
Maybe.
Are you afraid to get rid of that piano?
Yeah. Nobody touches it. Nobody plays it. Or just like
just like your mom. Yeah. The final years of her life. Am I right? Poor woman. Somebody give her a little more attention. She might still be here today.
I just can't believe like that's what psychics are out here telling people, that you get when you die, you live in a piano forever.
It's it's crazy. It's such a delightful scam. Like,
yeah,
they don't care. Do any of them believe it? Or do you think like the gypsies, when you walk by like 34th Street and there's like a fucking gypsy lady in the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think any of them believe that they fucking can read the tarot and fucking
they're always like having their kids paint their nails in their sweatpants. I don't think they do, but I think some people are like,
I'm saying, does everybody that's claiming to be a psychic, are they is every single one of them scamming, or do some of them are some of them retarded?
Probably only the good ones scam.
Right.
You know? Because if you believe it, then you're just like,
you have no magical powers. You're just a crazy person.
Yeah. Have you seen that blonde kid on Netflix that does this shit?
No.
What's his name?
I think his name's Tyler Henry.
Yeah. He's like the new big guy. He'll go on the Today Show and like do it to Hoda and shit.
Oh.
He's clearly just reading people's Instagram posts.
Right, of course.
Well, then there's also, remember in the book we were listening to in the car, the therapist was talking about reading body language.
Yeah, of course.
And he said that was like, it was tricks that like psychics or like people that do shit like that, they use your body language to like move you in a certain direction and figure out what you want to talk about.
Yeah, there's like people that are like major, major scam artists with it. I think it's kind of like fascinating. But I wonder if they're all just scam artists, because then I'm really offended. I feel like we should be taking them down.
Yes, absolutely. Do you know who the amazing Randy was?
No.
He was a magician who used to do that.
Is that Aziz Ansari?
Yeah.
Randy.
He used to do that. There's a documentary called An Honest Liar, and it's all about
Big
him.
Big J just told me about this.
Dude, it's so good.
It's so really cool.
And I asked him what it was, and then he texted me, and then I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this. I read the thing. I was like, fuck this.
No, it's great.
You're the second person to recommend it, so now I'm going to have to watch
He's
it.
He's an interesting dude, too. He's got a teenage boyfriend. He's like 99 years old.
His entire shtick was just proving that psychics are bullshit.
Yeah.
And like just showing them how they did it. Oh, no. Or making them redo a trick, and he would like take one element away. And be like, yeah, you can't do it.
He put out like a cash prize. He said it was like $100,000 or something, just an open-ended thing to the world, and said, if you can prove something in the paranormal to me, I'll give you this money. And no one has ever been able to pass the test.
Oh, no. Somebody put sports headstone in the racist live chat. He hate me 507. Oh.
What does that mean?
My dog is 17, and he's on his last... His last legs.
I couldn't download the picture, but I can show it in
Please
the
show
chat.
It. Please show it.
Share the screen.
Oof.
Oh.
He's almost there. He's almost ready to go. But I'm thinking about maybe I should just get another dog for him to play with. Because I feel like he's lonely right now.
Yeah. Maybe it'll...
Yeah, but then you have to keep the other dog indefinitely.
No, when I put Sport down, I bring the other dog with him. I don't have any love. I don't have any connection to this new dog.
Yeah, yeah, like a pharaoh. Like how they bury them with their slaves, you know?
Yes.
Just throw them in the grave.
Like, get Sport a slave.
Doggy, yeah. No, this is a brilliant idea. This is a brilliant idea. I get him another geriatric dog who's about to... Like, nobody is adopting geriatric dogs, right? Yeah. So right now, I guarantee you there's some fucking geriatric dog on fucking death row ready to fucking go. Sport is, he's lonely as fuck, right? And he's just walking around and he's pissing shit all day. He's not doing good, right? But then I feel like there's double the pause to walk around and the piss and shit.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah.
My downstairs, it smells like there's a dead body.
Oh, God.
It is fucking wild. This is why, honestly, this is why Beatrice wanted to kill him. It has nothing to do with him being ready to go, because he's not. He's fucking walking around. Shannon, pull up my Instagram. Pull up the latest post. Let's do Sport Watch. Sport Watch 2022.
It's just that he's stinky and he can't really get himself around. Technically, B would have me put down.
He can get himself around. He just walks around in circles.
He goes left.
He goes left, so he has to spiral himself anywhere he needs to go. And he doesn't. He can't deliberately go there. Oh, watch. Buddy. Turn the volume up, Shannon. This is a moment we had.
Oh, man.
Oh, there he is. Come on. Come get the hand. Come get some love. Come get some love. Oh, there he goes. There he goes for some love. Don't tell me you're not alive. You're alive.
He's alive. He's alive. Don't fucking tell me he's not alive, you scumbag cockfuckers. You motherfuckers. He's alive.
So is it not, he doesn't have cancer or anything? He's just...
No, he's just old.
Just old.
He's just old, but I feel like fucking...
So he's deaf, he's blind, and he has dementia.
He's not deaf, blind, have dementia. God. He has dementia. He's like 90% blind, and he's like 90% deaf.
That's what he said.
How can you tell a dog has dementia?
And he has dementia. Also, did I mention dementia?
Our dog's 14.
Yeah, she started doing that today. But
yeah,
way.
I was like, up all night with her.
Our dog.
What's she start doing?
Like, she can't really move. She can't lift her head, and she.
She
I think
starts
she has
going in a circle. Yeah.
No, I think she has arthritis. I think that's.
Oh,
the
he's
deal.
Definitely got arthritis. Yeah. Yeah. That's like not even the top yeah. 10 of problems.
Yeah.
He's got an asshole disease, which makes him stink.
Oh my God.
Do you drain like the sacs? The anal sacs?
He does. Yeah, he has like an anal sacky thing. Yeah. I don't know, they never told me to drain it.
Yeah, you can drain him.
Oh!
You don't do it. I mean, you could, I guess.
Oh, I'm going to kill him. Give me the
I know somebody whose dog had that like enlarged, it was swollen, and it accidentally popped in their car.
No.
Oh.
And they said it was, they almost had to like junk the car. No. They could not get it out.
Herp all day says, if Lewis gets canceled for anything, I want it to be for torturing this dog. What the fuck, man? Kill it, Lewis, for his own well-being. You know, I really don't agree. I feel like he's walking around. Shannon, give me some. Yeah. Make me feel better, Shannon. This is crazy.
I completely get why you're keeping him alive. He's not, because he's not showing you that he's in pain. He's not whimpering.
No, he's not in pain.
He's still like getting up and around. He's still eating. And I feel like when they stop eating or when they start just whimpering, then that's a clear sign that they're done.
Here's what I think. So Lewis has been giving Sport like real meat every night as like a treat.
I'm fucking him.
No, I said real meat. and Sport like comes to life for like a few minutes. It's like, nom, nom, and he eats and he's happy. I think the day he doesn't want that, that's when it's time.
The day he turns down real meat is the day that I'll choke him out like I am legend. I'll literally just I'm not even gonna bring him in.
How much does it cost?
That
to
is
put
the
a dog
best
down?
Way to kill a dog is to choke him out with a rear naked choke. Brazilian jiu-jitsu style, like I Am Legend. Do you guys remember that scene from I Am Legend?
Yeah.
Excellent scene.
Yeah.
Excellent scene.
Terrible movie.
It was okay.
It's not great.
The second half, you're like, a person showed up. They should have did like a fucking thing like, what was the Tom Hanks movie where he was on the island the whole time?
Castaway.
Yeah, dude. It should have just been Will Smith the whole time. It was kind of like Castaway. He made his own Wilson. It was like the dummies he was befriending. That was great. When he was losing his fucking mind, that was awesome. Then that other bitch showed up with the little titties.
Little titties. That was her name.
Little titties Martinez. It's true.
There's an alternative ending to that movie that's way better.
She has big titties.
Yeah.
She's best enlargement.
She's rules. They were legends. No, the ending is supposed to be is he finds out the vampires thought he was the bad guy the whole time.
Yeah, yep.
And that's how the story ends and how the original movie ends.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
He finds out he's the villain.
Right.
What? I like that. It's like a Twilight Zone.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Let Sport Live. A lot of people in the Race of Life chat. Let Sport Live. Shannon is a retard. Kill him on the Sorry, show. Shannon, he's too old to whimper, says Aspersion Caster. He's eating, so he's fine, says Sophia Papaya. Clone Sport, says Kyle Marsh. I looked it up. $30,000. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's not. That. Is Sport really that cool?
Nope.
No, you can get another.
I didn't like him that much when he was like young.
Whose old joke was it that with dogs you can just bring the dead one and put it on the counter at the pet store and they're like, you got something like this, right?
Oh, shit. Sorry, Kat. They're already making deep fakes of you naked in the Races live chat. No, we won't pull it up. We won't pull it up if you don't want us to. If you want to see it. If you're intrigued.
I mean,
no. They're good.
Does this happen every time?
Every time there's a female guest on the show. By the way, why don't you guys stop being sexist, you fucking weirdos?
Wait, where's the Ian deepfake?
Make a fucking Ian deepfake with the hot body you put on Kat's
Ian. Yeah. Make me a lady.
Yeah, do that.
If you want to see it, you can see it.
Yeah, I'd take a look.
Kat Zini deepfake.
Wow.
Nope. What? You're going through my Instagram?
Yeah, what do you think? They're not?
I thought they were using, I don't know.
No, they're simps. They're perverts.
I mean, yeah, that's great.
It's pretty solid.
Let's pretend that's me.
Honestly, it's way better. I'll say that.
Wait, the real life for that's way better.
The real life is way better.
Oh, hell yeah. I thought you were just trashing your chair.
Those are some Iron Legend titties.
I thought he was verbally throwing the plate against the wall. It was like, she ain't shit, dude.
Yeah, can you email that to me?
That would be a funny thing. When your girl sends you nudes, you send back, take it again.
You Photoshop it for me. You're like,
get your ring light out. Jesus.
Yeah, dude.
It's all moles.
I mean, dude, I don't know what to look. I won't keep on fucking making the show about sport every day, but it is Sport Watch. We should let people know how he's doing. And I think he's doing just fine, Shannon.
Then I think you should. I think you'll know when it's time. Do you want to learn how to express his anal glands at home?
I would love to learn how to express his anal glands at home.
Here's a video.
Oh no.
His dog's face.
That dog has no idea what's about to happen.
That dog is so
Can I get
terrified.
A coffee, please, with a little bit of French vanilla creamer?
Hey, Doc, what's up with the gloves?
The answer is yes. So I'm going to show you today how to express your dog's anal glands.
What?
And there's two main ways to do it. This is Murray. Murray today needs to have his anal glands expressed, so we're going to show
Don't him touch him me, you dirty wetback!
One is external, and one is internal.
I'm going to
show you both ways, starting with the external way, which is, in my opinion, a little bit easier and more recommended. The anal glands are two structures that are about the size of a grape.
Oh, look at that dog's face.
So you can't see them from outside. But they
Dude, dog's faces
inside.
Rule.
It's got those human eyes, too.
From this picture, you can see what it looks like when it's
enlarged. Shannon, fast forward a little bit,
which
please.
Means that it's enlarged. Squeezing the cheeks on the baby, so you're going to take about an inch on each side of the anal opening, and then you want to gently compress.
If I did that, it would shoot a liquid across the room.
Oh,
that's exactly how you
shoot.
And so that's exactly how
you're a sick fuck, dude.
Method.
You're a sick fucking okay, piece
arrest
of shit,
this
bro.
Man.
First of all, yes, kill this dog. If you're
this guy's not a doctor.
There's another way if you
Holy
want to keep
shit,
going.
Please.
100%.
Done it from the external. We're going to show you the internal way to do it.
And
You'll
this
want
is
to lift up the tail
way.
Once again.
No
you
way.
Insert just the tip of your
No way.
Just
You're a sick fuck, Doc. No.
Actually said just the tip.
Just be very gentle about this.
Oh!
Oh my God!
Did it have a sound?
That's exactly what is supposed to come out. You can see in his case.
Shannon, you fucking bitch. You AIDS-ridden giant clitted whore.
At this
Turn
point,
it off.
You need to
Turn it off right now. It's fucking ridiculous. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God.
Are you fucking kidding me? Why would you show me that? Shannon wasn't even watching.
That was
ridiculous. That was fucking crazy.
Is that just on YouTube?
Fuck me, dude.
Oh I didn't know peanut God. Butter was going to come out. That was horrible.
Oh, what does that smell like?
That was
like?
The worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
That was really bad. Like, really, I felt it. I Oh, God.
Yeah, I
That was Bob Burner in the Races live chat said, I enjoyed it.
Drop the link.
Holy moly. Wow. That was extreme.
Man.
That's
one of the worst things we've ever watched.
That was the fucking, that's the most hardcore vet I've ever seen. That guy should get a Mountain Dew sponsorship. He goes to the extreme. I love him.
No wonder Iggy comes back from the vet just like,
like head with a thousand low. Yard stare.
Yeah,
dude. So Iggy's a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Can I have Iggy to be sports companion?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I just have?
Yeah, sure. Fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's fine. Almost. She's almost ready to go. So we.
No.
Can have
no.
Them
she's.
Go.
She's good. She's,
you think she's
she
good?
Acts like a puppy, but last night something
was the first
about last
day.
Night. Yeah. I like stayed up all night with her.
Oh, did you cry?
No, not yet. I think she just has.
Neither
arthritis.
Did I. What are you gay? Who would cry about their dog?
No, she really is like she acts like a puppy. But yeah. we're taking in. Like 2:30 today, you got to take her to the vet.
Yeah, I'm taking
right?
her to the vet. I don't know what to say.
Right
like,
away.
I'm just like,
yeah.
She has arthritis.
But they don't know. They're just going to be like, I don't know, give me $500.
Yeah,
like,
Jesus
stuck my
Christ.
Fingers in her ass.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was fucking wild. Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens with sport. I will keep you guys updated, you know.
What a great thing to do to your friends' dogs when they're not paying attention.
Squeeze the fucking...
Squirt it all over their
squeeze
TV.
Squeeze the whatever the fuck that is out of their assholes. That's what stinks in sports, asshole. If I squeezed it out, he wouldn't stink as much.
I think so.
You should
do it. I
think
it's like a for other animals to know to stay away, right?
Well,
oh, they're staying away.
That's what they're sniffing when they sniff each other's asses, I think.
Yeah.
To know like everything about them. But they get like clogged up.
Yeah, that's
they get swollen.
Yeah.
I can't think about this anymore. All right, boys, got to take a moment and thank one of our incredible new sponsors, which is Pretty Boy Skincare. This is the Nike of skincare, the Trojan condoms of washing your face. It's a great skincare product that should be on the list of things that you buy for yourself. Look, if you want to fuck bitches, and we do, you got to have clean skin. That's a fact. You got to have nice skin. As I'm getting older, this is shit that's much more important to me now. A higher class of woman wants a fucking dude to take care of himself right now. And the whole process of taking care of yourself in skincare, it's a goddamn nightmare. This is where Pretty Boy comes in, okay? They have an incredible one-stop moisturizing routine developed for men and our complex yet unknown skincare needs. Sometimes people will spend hundreds of dollars on supplements or gym memberships or all this other shit, but all you need to do is take care of yourself a little bit better at home. Pretty Boy has 7 active ingredients. It really is just absolutely. If you notice my skin lately looking much more clear, it's specifically because I started using Pretty Boy's moisturizer. So right now, all you got to do is go to yoprettyboy.com, yoprettyboy.com, and use the promo code RAP15, RAP15, to save 15% off your order and feel good knowing that you've improved your skin's health. Once again, right now, go to yoprettyboy.com and use that promo code RAP15 to save 15% off. All right, where were we? What is going on with Elon Musk and Twitter? I haven't been watching this. Why is this a big deal? Who gives a shit? It's another rich guy doing another rich guy thing. Was the other rich guy who owned Twitter before this, was he any different than this rich guy? Is it going to make any difference for any of us? I don't think so.
He's going to bring Trump back.
You think he's going to bring Trump back to Twitter?
I think so. If he got it, if he was like in control.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not even a Trump fan, but that would fucking rule.
I mean, his Twitter was amazing.
It would, if Elon said, all right, first order of business, we're bringing back Trump, I would be like, okay, dude, let's sit down and watch this now. This would be a fun movie to watch. But how much, do you think he's going to change things that much, or do you think he's just going to come in and fucking just take control of it? And it's a very powerful thing to be in control of. Like, it is the... It's a little different because people talk about it like it's, oh, like, you know, the water cooler conversation. It's not. Imagine, like, you go to the water cooler and then there's, like, mind-controlling robots that made you talk about certain things in a certain way and fucking push you towards certain thoughts and ideas. It's a whole other fucking – it's not just a conversation. It's fucking wild, and it is crazy.
There's a bunch of fake coworkers who have Russian accents. So
what's the update on this, Shannon? Do we know?
Nothing in addition to the original article that they're in discussions this morning for him to pay $54.20 per share. The total deal.
Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter.
So apparently, but the reason why I guess he's saying that he wants to buy it, what he's claiming is that he's going to bring back like the free speech aspect of Twitter.
Gotcha. Yeah, look, which I love, but yeah, Twitter's not really about free speech. It's not, you know, it's a fucking tool that we use to promote our shit, you know?
I got banned for a while for promoting our podcast, for saying suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's getting a little much.
It's a little hot in the kitchen, of course. But look, I'm, you know, I just
feel like it's not real. First, it's not a free speech issue. Nobody's being arrested for what they're writing on Twitter, right? So this is not about it's not about laws. It's about a private business saying they want certain things on their platform and certain things not on their platform. You're going to run into that problem. People are like, oh, Elon's going to save it. No, dude, they came out with Nazi Twitter not that long ago. Remember? What was Nazi Twitter? There was one.
There was a bunch.
Getter? Getter is one of them.
One of them, right? And they were like, dude, say the whatever the fuck you want, dude. And then they banned the N-word like a week later because that's all it was. Yeah. And they're like, well, you can't say the
N-word. No, the one that signed up.
But no, they really do that. Yeah. And then they started banning other people. What happens is like people almost want to challenge it when they say, oh, well, now it's free speech.
Yeah.
Now they're going to see how far they can push it and challenge it just to be funny. Internet trolls will do it for the hell of it. So if you think that Elon will come in and save Twitter, no. Within a year, I think Twitter will end up being in a very similar place to where it was because it's a business and they're trying to fucking make money. And to be honest with you, I don't really think Twitter's, you know, there probably could be certain things that are, you know, changed. Like, no, I don't think they should have banned Trump. I think that's crazy. I think it actually should be illegal to ban people. If this is the way that most of our side is communicating, that's like saying people can't have a phone. I don't think you should be able to say, no, this person can't communicate everyone else can communicate with massive amounts of people, but this one guy can't because you don't like his ideas and you deem them dangerous. That's fucking crazy, right? But I don't really have a problem playing by the rules within any of these social media platforms.
Right.
You know, Gas Digital, we have our own rules. I couldn't fuck Shannon on camera, and we've tried. We couldn't do porn. We have
Her
a deal.
Clit was too big.
Yeah, we couldn't get around it. I mean, it's fucking. I need
she
a
fucked you.
Yeah, dude. No, but we porn companies and the way that they're hosted, the way they host their content, it's a different standard, and they work with certain companies, and the company that hosts our content will not host porn content. We saw that recently with OnlyFans, right? It was the reason that OnlyFans was changing like their business model, and they started saying you couldn't show like penetration was because they were considered a porn company, and there's different rules for porn companies. So everyone, there are certain lines for everybody.
But can't you post porn on Twitter?
Yeah, you can post porn on Twitter. That's not their rule.
Interesting.
That's not their rule. Their rules are, you know, it's... I don't think that anyone's going to come in and I think society as a whole is going in a certain direction. And I don't think that anybody's going to come in and be the savior of free speech. I truly don't. And honestly, no. Twitter's fine. I think it's dumb that you guys can't write the name of your podcast. I think we're being fucking children, you know?
Well, I still think it's kind of scary that like a select group of people get to decide what those rules are, though. Yeah. And then whatever they believe... You know, it's going to leak into their censorship, you know, and then they can like kind of steer the country one way or another.
Of course.
Depending on what they want. I don't know. I'm kind of against all the censorship unless you're like saying like we got to kill the president or we got to, you know.
I am very pro free speech, especially in the realm of entertainment and comedy. It's like, but, you know, you're. Twitter is an open platform. It is not, you know, it's not a page that you come to. You tweet something and it goes out into the ether. Somebody retweets it, you know, so it's not exactly, I always compare it to being in a supermarket. You can't just go to the supermarket and start yelling the N-word. And if you do, you should be removed.
Yeah.
You should be. You're creating a disruption for the sake of creating a disruption, right? So that business doesn't work with some crazy person yelling the N-word in the fucking, you know, cocoa butter aisle or whatever aisle he would be in, right? So the Twitter and all of these social media platforms, that's all it is. We go there and we have our stuff. If you want to hear me yell the N-word, there's plenty of opportunity. I'm the guy who yells the N-word. So I'm not even like, it's not even me being hypocritical. I just understand how to use the platforms that we're using. There's a reason I haven't been banned from Twitter or Instagram or YouTube. But granted, I have been quote unquote shadow banned from all of these platforms. Instagram won't give me a check mark.
Really?
They will not.
Wow.
They will not. They refuse.
So you've never been fully banned from any of them?
No.
How did you get? Haven't you been banned a couple of times?
Yeah, I called somebody a twat, and I got banned. It was like for like 24 hours, okay. But it's still like.
Oh, yeah, 24 hours, of course.
Okay, okay. All right.
That's a band. Yeah, yeah. I get 24 hours all the time.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Yesterday, Lev Farr posted a picture of his face, and I wrote a comment. I said, I can't wait to choke you unconscious. That was just a comment that I wrote, and then they fucking threatened to delete my Instagram account. They're like, you can't threaten people's lives. And I was like, you got to,
I'm not.
There's a nuance here.
Yeah,
first of all, it's Lev. Did you look at the picture? Yeah. Yeah.
I got kicked off of TikTok, but that was for like bullying and then also for pornography. But That the TikTok will kick you off for anything.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
I haven't even tried to go on TikTok.
Yeah.
Is there a Luis J. Gomez on TikTok, Shannon? Can we say? I bet you there's one.
Yeah. You're probably all over TikTok anyway. So, like other people
ban this guy. Yeah. Yeah, I don't fuck with TikTok.
Yeah,
I don't fuck with any of those platforms.
Oh, when I search it, it's just like a bunch of hashtag Lewis.
Uh-oh, let's see. Are they bad? Please, here
no,
we go.
No, I mean, the first, fuck, you can share this. The first one is just, it looks like a clip from this show with Natalie Cuomo.
Got it. All right. So it is.
Yeah, they look like clips.
Clips.
Shane Gillis, Dan Soder.
All right, they're not that bad.
Yeah.
All right, good. All right.
Oh, this is when I was feeling everyone's butts. This one here.
Oh, yeah. Tag. Damn, my butt sucks.
This is Believe You Me.
Reverse sexual harassment. Somebody fucking put it up as. All right. Yeah, I got it. I got it. All right, Zach, let's take a moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is your one-stop shop for all things auto parts. Anything you need for your car, you get it right from rockauto.com. Why go to an auto body shop where the guy behind the counter is trying to upsell you, make a commission, make a profit for the business? Get it directly from rockauto.com.
Yep, so whether you are somebody that works with cars, your guy working on his own car, or you're a moron like me who doesn't understand how automobiles go, everybody has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to rockauto.com, check out everything they have available, and there's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But if you do get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. That's one more time, guys, check it out, rockauto.com. And let's get back into the show.
All right, so let's talk about... All right, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go. Bill Murray, there's more information about why production was halted on that movie, right?
Yes. So originally they just said that he was... that they were investigating an incident and they didn't give any information. Now they're saying that allegedly he got handsy with one of the women on film. And it's funny because in each one of these articles, they talk about another time that he was problematic on a set of something. We don't have any additional information right now, aside from the fact that he was touchy with one of the women. It also said he was
on camera or
no. It says he was very hands on, touchy, not in any personal areas, but an arm, put an arm around a woman, touched her hair, pulled her ponytail, but always in a comedic way, is what a source told Page Six.
Ooh, I hate bitches. No offense to like all the women that are in the room right now, but this is like, you can't even have fun anymore. And women like this ruin it for all of the other women that are cool as fuck, okay? Because we used to all be playful. We used to all have a good time. It's called playing grab ass at work, okay? And you play a little grab ass. You get a little flirty. You get a little wild, you know?
But he didn't even... It said not a personal area, whatever that means. So it wasn't even ass.
Yeah, he didn't pull her pubic hair. Which is, that's the way it used to be. Instead of what about Bob? Yeah. You should have seen this motherfucker.
It's funny bitch, that Groundhog's Day. It's funny that you mentioned what about Bob, because that's what they talk about in this article when he was being fresh, I guess, on set. But he had Ben Dreyfuss, who is, what's his face? Richard Dreyfuss's son, claimed that Bill Murray had
anybody named Ben is a cunt. Have you ever met a Ben that you like? No offense to the guy that works for Catalyst Wrestling and does a bunch of graphics here.
I feel
he's
Ben
cool.
Affleck's pretty cool.
No, you never met him.
Have you seen his back tattoo?
Oh, you're right.
Phoenix.
You're right. So he had a meltdown because he wanted an extra day off. And then he ripped off this girl's, the producer, he ripped her glasses off her face. And then Richard Dreyfuss complained about his behavior and Bill Murray threw an ashtray at him.
Okay, so we did this in the car the other day where we had people read Lewis articles about Bill Murray behaving inappropriately.
They were trying to make Bill Murray sound like a bad person and every single thing that we read about Bill Murray
was funny.
Ruled.
Okay. He threw a lady in a lake. they got an argument.
The director, right?
Yeah, the director? Wow, that's a power move.
Threw her in a lake. This guy ruled.
It was hilarious.
Every single thing was funny.
Yeah, I remember when he got pulled over for drunk driving, but he was in like a golf cart or something. And everybody's like, his career's over. It's like, no, it's not.
No, it's just
that's
begun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Bill Murray, obviously, he's great. He's one of those guys that for years, he's sort of like, I don't know if he was even working during the 2000, I would say 4 to 2015 time period. I don't know why that's a very specific 11 years that I'm thinking of, right? But that's when I don't know what he did during those times. I bet you it was very little, Shannon, during those years. He did do Garfield.
Garfield, Zombieland.
He didn't do much, though. He wasn't really working that much during those times. But what you would hear as a New Yorker, this is right before social media really popped, mm-hmm. right? Really, really, really. That's why I say during those years, because you would hear little stories. Like you'd hear from like an NYU student mm-hmm. that Bill Murray showed up at like their fucking beer pong tournament and played with everybody for the night and got drunk.
Or that he showed up at somebody's house party and did the dishes and left.
Yes. Yeah. These weird Bill Murray stories. Yeah. And they were always kind of fun. I always appreciated those stories. As a D-list celebrity myself, I try to make myself available to the fans that way. I will do things. Like if fans come, I will take their drugs. I'll just take them. I'm like, thank you very much. That's a cool experience for them, is to give me something.
No right? questions asked.
No questions asked. Okay. I don't even ask what type of drug it is. I don't ask them their name.
All right.
You don't even take the drugs. You just throw them out.
No. I give them to Zach, the real drugs.
Yep.
Right, Zach?
Yep.
When's the last time I did real drugs? Here's what I'll say, Zach. If you catch me doing real drugs, you could rat me out in public. Deal. No more secrets of doing drugs. If I'm going to do drugs, I'm going to do drugs. And I haven't done drugs in a while.
He's been a good boy.
So you guys.
What a shitty consolation prize it is for Lewis fans. They're like, hey, Lewis, and he's like, Zach will do it with you. And they're like,
okay.
Get the car, Fatso.
The pork rind of comedy.
pork rind of podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What are some other things about this, Shannon? Just that he touched her. He pulled her ponytail.
I
smell both of their hair anytime I'm near them.
It's true.
Anytime I'm near them. It's both real. Of my producers.
Oh, I was like,
you're like, what?
It's not a bit. It's not around people. It's not for the cameras. I smell their hair. I enjoy the way subordinate hair smells.
You're a real Joe Biden.
Yeah. Subordinate. There's a freshness to they can't do anything. They just have to stare and look forward uncomfortably. That has its own aroma. I don't know if you guys know. Fear. They say you can smell fear. Yeah.
Yeah. It smells like the dog's anal glands.
If Bill Murray threw me in a lake, I would use that as a credit.
Yeah.
That is the funniest, it's greatest hilarious.
Don't you feel like what's happening is it's like Bill Murray is like a friendly guy, and nowadays everybody just stays at home and looks at their phone and is scared to like order a pizza.
Honestly.
And now when like older people interact with you, like everybody just like clams up.
And plus he's eccentric.
Yeah.
So it probably freaks out these like half autistic people.
Right.
That are like on their first film set and they're scared of everybody to begin with.
Yeah.
Because he's like a weird dude. Like he doesn't have a cell phone. Like if you need him, like you leave a voice message with a service.
I can't wait until that can be my life.
Yeah.
That's how he got Garfield, because he thought it was a different movie.
Well, because the guy's name's Ethan Coen, right? And he thought it was like a Coen brother.
Wait, that's a real thing?
Yeah. And that's how he
that's hilarious.
Garfield. He was like, yeah,
he was like, sure, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah,
he did the
Coen
voiceover for Garfield. That's hilarious, dude. Yeah, no, he's definitely a weird old guy. It's a generational thing. There's like, you know, I don't fault old guys that smack a waitress on the ass. Like that's if you're a waitress and you have to let that generation of people die out. Like it's eventually going to be over. You're gonna, you know, 30 years from now, no one's going to smack a waitress on the ass and you're going to miss it. So,
I mean, I will concede he's probably an asshole. Like, I don't think he's just like doesn't know what he's doing. I just think it's Bill Murray.
I think he's a real life troll. Yeah. So I think whatever's going on is he's getting like his, it's almost like Andy Kaufman, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He would sort of like do like his own little like pranks for himself mm-hmm. and like, if you're so successful and like, I'm assuming Bill Murray's got $1 billion and like.
Probably.
Garfield alone.
Yeah, to be honest, Garfield probably made him a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he used to like step on the back of people's shoes and then when they turned around, he'd be like, nobody's going to believe you. And then he like disappears into the crowd. That shit's fun. But now it's abuse, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
the thing where you put your knee into the back of a girl's knee and she walks down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just almost fell over. Because of me physically assaulting you.
That's fine.
You like that, bitch?
Yeah, I was gonna
I'm
say,
from a different time.
Throwing somebody in a lake is probably always
that's
been
a
like,
lot.
Not okay.
Yeah, it's a little it's
but
a little much.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It is.
I remember one time this girl, Cecilia, in high school. She was very, very pretty. I don't remember exactly what was happening, but she was running away from me. Definitely running away. In
for
a playful
what
way. In a playful way. Calm down. Calm the fuck down, cat. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And I had a jacket, like it was almost like a high school Letterman jacket, but I was ironically wearing a high school Letterman jacket. Like it wasn't on any sports teams. It wasn't my high school. It was like I bought a vintage one. And as she ran away from me, I whipped the jacket and I threw it at her legs like one of those,
you know,
lasso,
whatever they call them.
Yeah, the thing that you trip people with, it's like balls.
Yeah, it's like two rocks. You know, cavemen would use them to capture dinosaurs. Yeah, yeah. You know, two
like
balls.
A Spider-Man villain or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, you whip them at their legs and it wraps around their legs, and and she fell flat on her face. It was hilarious, so funny.
Is that the whole story?
The whole story, yeah.
She broke her nose and she died.
Nobody complained. Nobody was like, oh, that's abuse. It was just fucking hilarious. It was, you know.
It's fun.
You're from a different time.
I know. I had the ability to do that even.
Your intention was playful.
It was playful. I mean, my intention was to do exactly what happened, but I had no idea that I would have the ability to do it. So let's see. Shannon, what's going on with CC Benson Capital? Have we gotten any investment offers?
I don't know about investment offers, but there are some stuff that's come through. I can show you a couple of emails. Here's the first one. This is
If you hold on, if you guys don't know, CC Benson Capital is my investment firm that I've just started. Okay. And what we're looking for, I got to make this clear, like, because a lot of people are sending in ideas for businesses when I want them to send me money. I have plenty of ideas. I'm a fucking idea guy. I got ideas up the wazoo. Okay, you give me any category, boom, I got an idea, guaranteed, okay? And maybe, look, if you have a really great idea, maybe you could bring it to CC Venture Capital, but we're not in the idea collecting phase of this business. We're in the capital collecting phase of this business. I need millions of dollars in a bank account in order to start some of these businesses. What is so hard to understand about this, Shannon?
I don't know. It's just not getting through to them.
Yeah, no, I need – so if you are rich and you guys want to invest in my – my portfolio. Stop looking at me like I'm an asshole, okay? You guys are staring at me like I'm a dickhead.
I'm on board.
Gas Digital, this table right here is because of me, just so you guys know, okay? Yeah. The lights that are here, boom, that's all I did that, okay? Natalie, Shannon, they're there because of me, okay? Skankfest, our advertising company. What are you fucking, Byron, don't fuck, Byron, you're sitting here because of me. Who came up with the term Woke Turn Olympics? Me. Yeah. That's right.
A thumbs up, yeah.
And I lead everybody into where I want them to be, and that's why you're here right now. Okay, the point, and he sucked his own dick to be here.
Nice.
He can suck his own dick.
That's
pretty cool.
Can you do it now?
Byron, suck your dick in the window for us.
Is that a flexible
I want to actually
or a
see
dick
the,
size thing?
Byron, I want to see penis in mouth.
There's a window, too, so that, wow.
Wow, is this going to be
standing up there?
There's a window where you can do
better
this,
better or worse than the dog
the flexibility.
Thing.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. He's getting hard right now because he's a pervert. You're a sick fuck, Byron. I want to see it in your mouth, actually. I want it in the mouth.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow, that's sick. You should be shot to death.
That was amazing.
That was really impressive.
That made up for the dog anal glands.
Good job. He's in pain.
If I were to suck my dick, I feel like I would have to like lay on the bed and fling my...
Your butt over your...
Yeah, fling my legs over and then like walk down the wall.
I would have to have a subway car cut me in half and then you'd have to place my lower half on top of my upper half.
It would be like, you know those stories where they're like, listen, if we move this car, he's going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His wife.
Yeah.
Space
yeah.
cases.
Yeah. I would be like, hey, can you take my second chance and fuck my mouth before I die?
I want to die while I'm being face fucked with my torso. Some poor ambulance worker. Yeah. That's the only way that I can suck my own dick. And Byron just put his entire penis in his mouth.
Yeah. And
that was
standing
nuts.
On a stool.
It was flaccid.
He was like precarious. That was, that was all.
Have
really
you seen
impressive.
The Northman?
No.
Oh, there's a part where he chops a guy's head off and then shoves the head into the guy's butt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
it's a great film.
That's also a way that I could suck my own dick is simply by decapitating. I guess I don't have to get caught in between a subway car and the
Don't you platform. Stay alive for like 30 seconds or something?
Stay alive for a little bit. Oh, when your head's cut off?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so.
You do.
Yeah. He's sucking his own dick. Like a 30 seconds. I'd really fucking try to give it to myself for that 30 seconds.
And we don't have much time.
So CC Benson Capital, this is my investment firm. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if this is a business, if it's legal. I have no idea. But I do have a bunch of ideas. I have restaurant ideas. A new idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to open up a Brazilian jiu-jitsu gym, maybe an MMA studio, but it has a high-end locker room experience like Equinox. So it's got nice steam rooms, saunas, mm-hmm.
you know, eucalyptus towels, got all that shit. But then it's for fucking badasses that have some fucking cash. Got a little cashola. Not some fucking whore. Every fucking gym you go to, dude, it smells like shit. These are fucking losers. These are losers. We want a high-end clientele. I think there's a real opportunity for that.
How do you get people to give you money? This is something I've been wondering
my whole
life. That's
the part we're
life.
Really stuck up on.
How do you...
No, I can get... We've had... All right, for the comedy club I want to open, the N Word, we got investors. We have real, like legit real investors. We got a lot... By the way, I might be... That comedy club might still come back out. My Always Brunch. It's a restaurant that always serves brunch.
Fantastic idea.
Right?
Yeah.
The fucking mimosas, the fucking Bloody Marys, the selection's unbelievable. Limited menu, changes every season. Incredible. What? Say a diner, you bitch. Say a fucking diner. What?
I love that idea. That's what I was going to say, that I love that idea.
Thank you. Fuck yeah.
I would go to a restaurant like that. Also, it's kind of like a diner, but...
Shut the fuck up. It's not a diner. Diners are low-end and shitty.
I didn't think about that. It is a diner,
no,
but...
Diners have extensive menus like a book. This is like, you know, this is brunch.
You can't get mimosas at most diners.
That's true. Is it going to be unlimited kind of mimosas?
Probably on the weekends.
Okay. People are going to be puking and sucking their own dicks all over the place.
That's how you have to enter. You have to suck your own dick at the door.
Yeah. You should do that. Like a sucking your own dick exclusive experience.
I love it.
Some kind of club.
All the waiters suck their own dicks.
It's like one of those performance restaurants.
Yeah.
Or when it's your birthday, they come out and they
dicks
all just
last suck resort. Sucking your own dicks last resort.
Yeah, I like it.
It's only going to be
so. Look, some of these. So, what are some people have been sending their own ideas? Shannon, have some of them been good at least?
I'll let you decide.
Let's see. Let's see the first idea.
Here's one. This is from Trevor.
Trevor. Let's see. His idea was okay. Trevor.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Trevor.
That's not investment even... idea.
No, that's pretty good, actually.
That's not okay, Trevor.
What is it?
You're lucky that Shannon blocked out your actual email address.
That was.
He wrote investment idea.
Shannon, can we get a serious idea, please?
Okay, so this one is from Jesse.
Jesse,
this is what he sent.
What do you send?
Oh.
Oh. That's just a big black dick, Shannon.
Yep. This is what I'm getting. I mean, this is what the email.
That,
is.
I mean, that would Shannon's be clit. If I had that dick, it's Shannon's clit.
I'm sorry, Shannon.
All right,
Chad,
I like it.
Shannon, you gotta stay out of the tanning booth. Is no one else's day completely different because we just watched a man suck his own dick?
I'm still thinking
my day
about
took
the
turn.
Dog, the dog ass.
Oh, yeah.
My day really took a turn.
Really?
Today's show has been
Do
incredible.
You feel
so
I did not. That was not on the list of things I expected to happen today.
How effortlessly he did that. We were just
he popped it right into his mouth.
Also, that's power. You're just like, suck your own dick. And he does it.
That is incredible.
You really run things around here.
People should be looking at the power and the energy that I have and going, I just want to give this guy millions of dollars to invest in his awesome ideas because he's going to turn it into something incredible. I feel like if I had a few mil, I could turn it into fucking like more. Like way more.
Yeah.
I really mean that.
You really are like Professor X with just all these mutant, a blind guy, a guy that can suck his own dick. He's just building a team.
Byron, I need you to go put money in my meter as well, if you can. Thank you. I need him to. What am I supposed to do?
Right, right.
I can't put more money into the meter.
Hey, Dick Brent.
My meter. Oh, no. Now I can't smoke a blunt with you because you've sucked a dick today.
Oh, we all know that's not the rule.
My entire life, I've been told that that's impossible. That you can't suck your own dick. And that was
the one telling
the easy...
her.
He's like, it's goddamn impossible.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't do it myself.
It can't be done.
Byron.
Somebody's got to do it.
It's not going to suck itself.
Here, you guys
heard
out.
Yeah. My day is really taking a turn.
In a good way, right?
Yeah, no, it was beautiful. It was art.
You seem upset.
Because I thought he was going to take out a monster hog. And it was nice.
Yeah.
But when he said he sucked his own dick, I figured it was not going to be the flexible part.
Right.
You guys see like Ron Jeremy do it back in the day before the gut got in the way.
Yeah.
But that was a lot all at once.
I assumed you had already seen that.
No, that
seems like something that happens a lot around here.
Legion of Skanks, in order to win the intern competition, he went tip to lip. And he did that at the stand, and now I don't know if he's even allowed to be in the stand.
Because of that?
Yeah, because of that. It's technically illegal, I think.
That wasn't just like a smooch. You just like...
No, he put it in his mouth.
He gobbled it.
Yeah, he put it actually in his mouth. At the stand, he only went tip to lip. So
okay.
There is somebody who sent in a video of his working invention. Do you want to see his video?
What's his invention? Oh, am I going to invest in this invention?
Maybe. I'll tell you what his email is.
Is it the smoking invention? Did I have him do other inventions? What was the other invention?
It was, yes, a smoking device. I also do have a couple of submissions for smoking devices, if you'd like.
But wasn't there another invention that I asked
for? A weapon
for?
We said on Friday.
Right.
A homemade weapon. None of those yet.
To kill sport.
No.
What about a dog-killing device? That's a fun invention.
Yeah.
A car?
Yeah, I was like, you could just like go to a cliff or something.
A football player? Go ahead.
Okay.
A Chinese chef?
He says, "Hi, Snakes. I'm bringing to the table an actual working invention. First, have to explain I'm not great at making videos, nor do I care enough to spend time on it. I make hemp products. That is my expertise. I develop..." Okay, blah, 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 whatever. I'll just
blah, 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 blah.
His name is Wes.
Blah.
This is his video.
Wes was at Skankfest. I know who
this
is. Wes
Wood.
Yes.
He was with Zia Farms.
Yeah, he was definitely giving out fun products.
Yeah.
Hello, CC Benson and Associates. My name is Wes.
He dressed
up. I'm the owner of Zia Extraordinary Farms.
Hell yeah.
And I'm a hemp company. And I actually have a drug invention. And I know you're like, hemp is not a fucking drug. Fuck you. I know. Neither is weed. Let's get real. So, with my hemp invention that took me 9 years to develop, it's not a bullshit duct tape fucking bong. No, this invention was debuted at Skankfest. And no, not to the people, all you fucking fans that are wondering, "Oh, I didn't fucking see that." No, you didn't, because you didn't get to the fucking green room because you're a stupid loser.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I used a bunch of that shit.
This was only for the performers.
Putting Jesus a lot of words Christ, in our dude. Mouths.
These wonderful performers were kind enough to give me a review on my product. So, who, may you ask?
Pause this.
Dean Stanfield.
Pause this. This fucking rules.
Who, may you ask?
Listen up, sharks.
I love that it's all like one take. He didn't bother to cut any of
the
videos out.
He said, fuck it, dude. He's like... Dude, one take Wes. That's what they call him. First of all, I love everything about him. Okay, he came out to Skankfest. I think he's gonna be at Skankfest again. He hit me up about this product. I don't even know what he's.
Explained.
I don't even know what it is yet.
Nope,
okay,
it's an unlabeled jar.
It's just spray.
We're 90 seconds into this.
At Skankfest, there was a lot of discussion about what it was. I saw some people like drinking it.
Oh,
and other
that's
people,
what that was?
Yeah, other people were like, no, it's a fucking lotion. We saw somebody just over at the bar spraying it into their mouth. And then I think it was Robbie Goodwin. They were like, no, you put it on your hands. Nobody knew. We're like, are we supposed to be high?
I still don't know.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to tell us either.
Why, may you ask?
Were kind enough to give me a review on my product. So, who, may you ask? wonderful starlight, Dean Stanfield, the dude with the mullet that kicked ass at Skankfest, he had to say, that shit works. I wish he'd elaborated. How about our good pal, Dylan Negri?
Pause.
Dylan used it after he got his...
I mean, no offense to Dean Stanfield or Dylan Negri, but I mean, he couldn't get one single notable Skankfest performer to
maybe
use
he's
this.
Saving that for number three.
Maybe yeah. Let's see. I mean, because he went. There's a big drop from Dean Stanfield, who's a funny, you know, I think he's from Austin or Houston, like
good looking.
Shannon thinks he's hot. Very, very funny. Killed at a Skankfest. Everyone loved him, you know. And then we dropped real hard to Dylan.
Yeah.
I mean, we went fucking so bottom of the fucking barrel to Dylan. I don't know if there was a performer that's less credible at Skankfest. And that's not a knock on Dylan. That's actually a commentary. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is a knock on Dylan.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It couldn't be any more of any.
It's very much a knock.
Yeah. You know
that's
what?
All right.
He got knocked the fuck out with that one. That was a pretty hardcore parkour roast. But it was more commentary on how great the comics were at Skankfest.
Right.
Because every comic, the next one down was three or four levels above Dylan in the comedy industry. Mm-hmm. So, I hope his third.
It could be Doug Stanhope next.
I bet you I bet you he doesn't even know to have the power of threes.
No.
Like, I bet he doesn't even have a third. he presented it like there's going to be a third, and I bet you he just deflates and moves on to something else.
To not explaining what this product is.
We're halfway through the video. We don't know what the product is.
I wish he'd elaborated. How about our good pal Dylan Negri?
Sorry, I went back 10 seconds.
Dylan used it after he got his ass beat by Harrington. And boy, what did he have to say? I got to use it.
This guy rules, man.
This is amazing.
Thanks, Dylan. Great review.
Wait, what did he say? I missed
it. Dylan lost it.
Oh, he didn't use it.
What did he have to say? I got to use it once before I lost it. Thanks, Dylan. Great review.
Hell yeah.
How about our pal Ian Finance?
Ian Finance!
Pretty good.
All right.
Yeah!
Okay.
Back problems at Skankfest and was walking around with a cane like a really, really sad old man. He got a massage with my oil, and he said, ah, thanks. What a wonderful review.
Spot on.
And of course, the licensed massage therapist, what did he have to say? He said our clients loved it. I wish they would have told me.
It was massage oil.
That's what I think.
It did smell good.
It's massage oil the whole time,
people
guys.
People were eating it.
They were eating
it. Of course they were.
They should have it on the packaging, like a how to use.
Yeah.
If you just have like a, you know, like an old-timey potions bottle, yeah. It seems that it's in, just like he just found it. It should have been explained on the bottle, but maybe he's going to explain now.
Do you think?
So, snakes, I'm bringing you not this product anymore, because this is my snake oil.
Oh.
I'm bringing you my new and improved snake oil, which
in the
also
same bottle.
A rub-on topical applicator now. So those are two products that I'm bringing to the table that actually work, not a fucking piece of trash bong. So who are you going to choose? And let's get real. No, you never follow through on your prizes, Lewis. Never.
Don't be an asshole.
I got my shirts and hoodies promised to me. Fuck you, dude.
Don't be an asshole.
I know that.
Doggy.
So let's make this shit real.
Let's make it real.
After I name my product Rattlesnake Oil,
I like it.
You have me sell this shit at Skankfest.
Ooh.
This is a good idea.
I will give you some of the proceeds.
Some of the proceeds.
You too, because it's a
nigga, I am asking for 50% equity. Are you out of your mind?
100%.
Are you out of your fucking mind? 50% equity, minimum.
He never told us what it did.
I think it's CBD massage oil, which I love. By the way, Rattlesnake Oil, so he knows I will just... First of all, he's out. I kicked him out of my own business. I will just buy any generic CBD cream, repackage it as Rattlesnake Oil, right?
It's a really good name, yeah.
Rattlesnake, yeah. Beautiful. And then sell it at Skankfest for 100% of the proceeds. Mm-hmm. 100%. So now he's got to pitch me on how I keep him in this business.
I mean, he opens his pitch by being like, Lewis, you're a piece of shit.
I am.
Give me all your money.
If you send me your ideas and I can legally steal them, I will steal them.
Yeah, you should.
I know Reed good, but make snake oil.
So he does say this is his counter offer, I guess, to your initial offer to people that submit. So maybe he has negotiation room, but I think you're going to want 100% of the profits and he's not going to come down to that.
Look, if he will do all of the work, and he's got to do better packaging, better branding, mm-hmm. It's terrible. It's got to be, I mean, if you're going to fucking do it, I think it should be my head on a snake with a tail. Mm-hmm. And it, you know what the front cover should be? It should be one of those hologram things where you move it so that it looks like the tail. You know, like those cards that you do that with? So it looks like the tail is doing
great
that. How fucking great is that packaging?
Should say, don't drink me.
Yes.
I'm massage oil.
Actually poisonous.
Yeah.
I love it. And then maybe we can get talking. Who knows?
But, you know, if there's no patent or anything, you should just take it.
There's no patent.
Yeah.
There's no patent.
You don't think that guy has
I
all
have
his
some in our
legal
apartment.
Ducks in a row? Oh, yeah?
You can just bring it here.
Mm-hmm.
I
reverse engineer it.
I don't think we need to go that far. I'm pretty sure we can simply go to some fucking place that makes CBD oil, right?
You can just put water in it.
Fucking water it down like you do at shitty bars.
Yeah.
There's some fentanyl in every tear. Keep them on their toes.
I love this idea. We can simply go get generic CBD oil, buy it wholesale, right?
Mm-hmm.
And repackage it.
Repackage it with my cool little hologram, which is fucking awesome and fun, right?
Right.
Put directions on the bottle on what it's for. Boom.
I'm in.
Yeah.
His problem is he can't even speak. So he's like,
he starts at a deficit.
Yeah, dude. He's like, he's out there, you know, and he's the guy, he's at the booth too, trying to explain it to people. They're like, dude, what does it do? Say what it does, please.
I love how he finished that in one take and was like, nailed it. I'm not going to do this again. Don't need
to watch that back. Flawless.
So CC Benson Capital, this is my firm. We are taking investments right now. If you have money and you want to invest it, it's a guaranteed, what do I guarantee? Do I guarantee returns here, Shannon? How does this work? I don't guarantee returns. Look, we could talk. Give me the money first.
Yeah.
How do they do this? People just do this, right? They just take money from people. That's crazy. Who would do that? Who would just give somebody money like that? I promise I'll try to make money with it.
Yeah. That's the best you can do.
I'm not going to spend it on my own shit.
Much.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I got to be under salary. It's a company.
Yeah. Come here, RoboSport. Come here, RoboSport.
Do you want to see one bong device thing?
Please, let's see. Maybe this is something we can invest in at CC Benson Capital.
I'm going to piss. Is that cool?
Please, go ahead. Right here on the table.
Do it.
Okay, this is from Aaron, E-Y-R-N. Hey, you fucks, am I the only one that builds a bong? Tell Lewis to give me a pair of Skankfest tickets and he can put a gun in my butt while my girlfriend watches. Skank hands, Ari's a K word because I don't want to bleep it later. And please tell CC Benson Capital to tell me to send me some tickets. Long live the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Do we need a CC Benson Capital shirt?
Maybe.
Yeah. That's a fun shirt.
And somebody sent in a bunch of logo ideas.
I love it.
I'll show you those next. Here's the video. Oh, did we do this one?
Yeah, we did this
on the air.
Damn it, Shannon.
On the air, I showed up?
Yes, we did.
All right, hold on. I have one more. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
Swordfish in the racist live chat says, this episode sucks dick. I don't agree. I think this has been a fun, silly episode. Yeah, Shannon, what do you think?
It's been fun.
I'm a goddamn podcasting professional. I would say if it sucked dick. I wouldn't bring it up.
Right.
If I thought this episode sucked dick, I would
have politely not read that one out loud.
Right? Yeah. Zach wouldn't be engaging with the guests. I know. Yeah. We know when it sucks.
Yeah.
Zach will literally, he'll turn his body to the point by the end of the show, he's facing the opposite direction. He's looking angrily out away from the guests. Certain guests he does not like.
Yeah.
I don't put airs on.
Oh, well.
He can't do it. So let's see. What is this story, Shannon? This is very strange. Desperate airlines are using buses instead of planes for short rides.
So apparently, one of them is American Airlines. Apparently, because they don't have enough pilots, that when there's a short flight, they're intending on just using a bus between that location and then the nearest airport to their destination.
This would be an idea that Ralph would come up with.
It's terrible.
This is a very Ralph-like idea. He's like, what? We could just do it with a bus. They won't even know. It's not even a difference. It's the same thing. They're sitting down.
It's like an airplane on the ground.
Yeah, I don't like this idea. So how is that even possible? If I showed up to an airport and they said, oh, here's your bus.
It's got the American
Airlines. I would be furious. I'm like, why didn't I just take a bus?
Yeah, like I could have thought of this.
I didn't need to go to the airport to catch a bus. There's buses everywhere. What is this?
Yeah,
it's
I don't
a bus, but it costs more than a train.
It's not clear. I mean, I would imagine they would have to let people know before they get there because it's also going to be longer. But I don't know. And that's apparently psychotic. More and more it says Breeze Airways, SkyWest, more and more of them are doing this with the buses.
Okay. Mike Tyson's punching victim hired a lawyer. Do we take back his Real Ass Dude of the Week status?
I feel like we should wait until he officially sues to take it back. Right now, he claims the reason why he lawyered up was because he's been getting so many media requests. And he just, like, I guess wants to be covered.
Has he done any interviews yet?
No.
Nothing yet?
Nope.
Wow.
He's also denying, his lawyer is denying that he ever threw a water bottle at Mike Tyson.
Of course.
The lawyer is saying that he just got very excited that he was on the plane and, you know, he got a little too excited and annoyed Mr. Tyson, but he did not throw the water bottle at him.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to say that, of course. That's not on camera. I didn't do anything.
Right.
What was on? I missed this whole thing. What happened?
So there was some passenger on a plane that was sitting behind Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. So then he sort of like, just to be a dick, like sort of like almost being like, you know, annoying him.
Yeah.
Just annoying him. Just be like, I'm just going to annoy the fuck out of Mike Tyson. What's he going to do about it? And Mike Tyson got up and beat the shit out of him.
Ooh. Oh,
that's
like
amazing.
Beat the piss out of him. It was great. It was hilarious.
Is there video?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can play it. Shannon, play just the video of the guy being punched over and over again.
Weren't you just, wasn't he just on Joe Rogan saying he's like really zen
calm
now
down.
And he does he just does mushrooms and chills. Hey,
he just drinks. He drinks CBD massage oil.
Come on. Let's go stop that.
Fuck.
Oh my god.
Hey Mike, come on. Let's go stop that.
Yeah. So that was it. Yeah. And I gave the guy Real Ass Dude of the Week because he didn't call the cops or press charges. We're like, holy shit, dude. This guy just realized the error of his ways and walked away from it being like, I'm an idiot. But
look how sad he looks.
The best picture ever.
He kind of looks like Elon Musk, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Asian Elon Musk?
No.
There's a guy. He's on like Instagram and stuff. He looks exactly like Elon Musk, but he lives in like, I don't know, China or something.
Somewhere in Asia.
Somewhere in Asia.
It could be anywhere.
Yeah, there he is.
Wow.
Yeah. He does. Elon Musk, dude. This is the power of fucking money. He's such a goofy asshole. But no, the chick that he's with now isn't even hot, right? That Grimes chick, doesn't she kind of look like a fucking skinny crackhead?
They're
not
together anymore, right?
Are they not together?
Well, no. They broke up. They had another kid and then broke up again within a week.
Yeah, Grimes has like a full handlebar mustache. She's not like...
Pull up Grimes. I don't know who the fuck she is. I just saw like a picture of her like in the background of Elon. She looks like an evil witch.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Ew. That bitch is gross, dude. Elon, what is going on, doggy? He went from fucking Amber Heard to this bitch.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
She's waking up next to shit.
Is there a better picture of her? Is this just a particularly horrible photo of her? Because she looks disgusting.
I think she's all right.
She looks really different in every picture.
Let's see.
Here's another one.
All right, she's cute there.
Better.
She's cute there. She's way better there.
She looks like she's smelling a fart.
Yeah. Give me another one. Yeah, let's see something else.
Kind of look through. Oh, this is not. I guess
it's. Well, that's
something.
Tough.
She looks like a ninja there. Fucking weird bitch. It's infuriating. Why can't people be normal?
I mean,
I wouldn't want to be with a woman that's that eccentric. It's just too much. Like a Lady Gaga type. Like, bitch, calm down.
But like, all right, she's wearing costumes, but Amber Heard shits in your bed. So
I wouldn't want that either.
Yeah. That's women. We either wear goofy costumes or
shit in your bed.
We shit in your bed. You got to pick one.
Yeah.
How about both?
Yeah. I mean, I had a feeling that would be your choice.
Yeah. Amber Heard's so fucking hot that I would take one bed shitting.
One?
For one night with her.
Like the relationship purge thing. You get to shit in my bed one night.
I wouldn't
even ever see it.
I would
your
let
your housekeeper
her,
comes in and takes care true. Of it.
Like I would let her shit in my mouth like soft serve ice cream,
mm-hmm.
like directly into my mouth, and then I would swallow it like an aspirin, just one gulp.
Just one anal express.
That's how hot she is.
Spray into
She's
your face.
She's so hot. I have no problem with that.
All right.
Okay. For one night with her. Damn. I love her.
I feel like this could happen.
I think honestly, it's not that. I feel like. If Pete Davidson could get Kim Kardashian and Ariana Grande,
yeah,
I feel like I could get Amber Heard. I said this years ago on this show. I feel like specifically about Amber Heard. I feel like the jump isn't that crazy. I feel that's right about.
It's yeah.
Yeah, and now you're getting more famous. She's getting less famous.
Yeah, dude. She's getting older. I'm getting fucking older, but that's better for guys.
Sure.
Yep. Guys age. Well,
backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually,
you know how much hotter I am now than I was when I was 24? It's crazy. When I was 24. Oh, yuck. Yucko, Shannon.
Shannon, pull up a picture.
Shannon, pull up young Lewis.
Hold on.
Liquid Sunshine says, damn, Lewis, she's not that hot. You're a fucking idiot, doggy.
She probably listens to the podcast.
You're fucking stupid, Liquid Sunshine. You know nothing. That's what I call her
like
shit.
Pass on Amber Heard. Too gross for me.
This probably isn't you that young, but this is a good shot of you.
Damn.
Oh, you look great.
Oh, Shannon, so you think I'm hot in this photo?
No, this is a good angle.
That's my Tinder profile photo. Do you know that,
that's
Shannon?
That's good. That's good. That's a good choice.
That is literally my
How old is that,
bitch told me to put this as my Tinder profile photo.
It's good. It's a good angle. It shows a good jawline.
Ooh, what's up?
It is a good
What's up, Shannon? Shannon, you want to lick that jawline, don't you?
No, thank you.
You fucking love it.
Hell yeah. I matched with a girl on Tinder that was a Shane Gillis fan.
Was she like, can you introduce me to Shane?
Basically, that's why she matched with me. Big fucking ogre. And then I saw she was a Shane Gillis fan. I was like, all right, well, here we go. I guess I got to take the Shane Gillis scraps.
What a world.
It's fucking wild. It's a wild world I live in. All right. Let's see. Yes, you were hot on that photo, says Sophia Papaya. Thank you very much. Let's see. What else we got here? Women turned to libido pills to kickstart their post-COVID sex lives.
So
there's like a blue chew for women.
Kind of, but they're like supplements. Apparently, Gwyneth Paltrow is one of the people that are selling these pills, and they're supposed to increase blood flow to the genitals.
Why don't I make my own fucking pussy pills, dude? Yeah, fuck should. Gwyneth Paltrow. I will make my own pills that make women fucking wet, dude.
Yeah, pink chew.
No, we're gonna call it. We're still gonna call it rattlesnake oil. All, everything is rattlesnake oil.
You can just put it on your face. You can drink it. Put it on your pussy.
It's like rattlesnake oil, pussy pill edition.
No, it's what is that? That soap that organic soap. You could use it to fucking wash your body. You just wash your fucking
peppermint.
Your car. Yeah, dude. That soap works on everything, dude. Your windows, your armpits. It doesn't fucking matter.
Wakes your vagina.
Is that not true? Am I not supposed to be using my fucking the soap? Is it Murphy's?
Is it a doctor or something?
Dr.
Maybe
Dr. Bromner's is what I thought you meant.
Yeah, it's something like that. Doctor something.
You're brushing your teeth with it. I feel like
maybe I'm not using this right.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. The Lady Blue Chew.
I think it's a great idea as well.
Yeah.
If you sold something called snake oil, you could claim it does anything.
It's true.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Use it for anything you want.
It's called snake oil. It's fake.
Yeah.
We know that.
I love this idea. I really do.
Shannon, would you take the Gwyneth Paltrow pills for a week and report your results?
I don't know. I would.
Shannon,
but
if I came up with my own pill, would you take it and report the results?
No, I'm scared. I think I might die.
I'm going to come in a Zaya Farms jar.
She's going to get pregnant.
Yeah, dude. He's going to be rubbing my cum under your eyes. Like, it works for anything.
Great for your skin.
She's washing the studio with it.
The Gwyneth.
Everything's crunchy.
The Gwyneth Paltrow one is called DTF, and it's
$58. $58 for some DTF.
Yep.
Shannon, if you'll use it and report the results, I'll buy it. Natalie, you can use it too.
I don't have sex, though, so maybe Natalie is the better option.
You can masturbate with it and send me videos.
And maybe Natalie wants to do this.
Why not?
The actual real pills or the ones that you're making?
The real ones, I guess. I don't have my proprietary blend yet. Yeah. I will, though. See, these are all great ideas. I could just steal all these ideas.
Are you going to go to a scientist and be like, what makes women horny? Or are you just going to put
my cum? I have the answer ready there for you, doc.
I just wanted to tell
you.
Here
you go. Recreate this. Put it in a centrifuge.
It lists the two active ingredients here, so you could just use these and make it.
Let's see.
Saffron. And fenugreek seed.
How...
And those are the things that increase blood flow to a woman's genitals.
It's all just a fucking, what's it called? By the way, I had a girl take my blue chew once to see if it would work on her, and she said it did work for her.
Yeah, huh. I was just going to say.
It's a blood flow thing, so it's just sending blood to your clit.
Is
so
that exactly?
Shannon would have to take like four, though, if she can fill that thing up. You know?
Shannon, have you ever taken, did you try the blue chew before?
Mm-mm.
Would you guys take Blue Chew, ladies, and report the results back?
I'd be afraid.
Why would you be afraid? Come
on. I don't know, because it's not supposed...
Google whatever. What happens if a woman takes Viagra or Cialis. Because it's the same active ingredient. I bet you it works.
Yeah.
That's
the power of marketing.
Where the fuck did Byron go with my keys, my credit card, and my car? Oh, he's right there. Thank God. He was gone forever ago. I never saw him come back in.
He's just... He's going over speed bumps like Ferris Bueller, but with his cock in his mouth. Bow, bow.
blood flow to an erection. It may improve blood flow to female reproductive parts. And when this happens, it may cause more sensitivity to stimulation, causing a person to take it, become more aroused. Hell yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shannon. Shannon, I'm going to go get two Blue Chew out of the car. And I want you guys to take them tonight and masturbate and let me know if it's a better experience.
I could also just not do that and say that I did.
Don't be a fucking ass. Why are you going to be a bit killer, Natalie? Fucking bit killer Natalie over here. That's why they say women aren't funny. This is it. I'm sorry, Kat. They say that.
No, I say that.
A lot of people say it. A lot of people say it. And I don't.
Yeah.
I don't agree. I don't subscribe to that. But, you know, here we go. Here's the ladies in the studio just rooting the bits. We're almost done, dude. The show's gone long. That's how good the show's been that we're just letting it flow. Yeah. I'm letting it flow.
Let it peter out.
Yes. So really
let it die a slow death, like
crawl under the finish line right now.
He won't euthanize it.
He won't put anything down.
Yeah.
Pussy pills, right?
All right, look, we're done. We're done. This has been a fun show. Really fun show. Please go support Ian Hunt and Kat Zini with their Suicide Pact podcast. You guys are great. Really
thank
enjoyed
you.
Having you guys on
thank
the show.
You guys
are
thank you.
A great couple. I really do enjoy watching your happiness. You guys do seem like you love each other. And we'll be back on Wednesday. Shannon, who are our guests on Wednesday? Good talk.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Christ almighty.
Guests? On Wednesday are Ray Kump and Karen Margolis.
Wow. Ooh. Kump and Margolis. Two
My
people.
My second favorite couple in comedy.
Kump and Margolis.
Yes. Watch them fuck.
All right, look, we're done. Thanks, guys, for watching.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be back on Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.